This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So, Lynette, you don't advise young people to buy property just yet, but rather to rent where they want to live first. Why is that?
Basically, prices of properties has gone up quite a fair bit, especially around towns, big towns and cities. I'm not saying that they can't buy. If they have the money, they can. However, I would not want young people to die from trying to pay for something and not having enough money to even eat as a result of a mortgage. So what I'm trying to share is a different concept. Why don't you rent first? And the differential that you would have paid in terms of a mortgage, you save a portion of that and save it towards a down payment for a house at a later stage.
Right, okay. Is this a blanket recommendation or is it specifically only for young people?
It is more for people who want to buy their first home, because buying the first home is always the most challenging. Mm. Because once you buy a property, and if you want to upgrade, it's easier, because if you have paid for a property for a few years, you would have what the technical term is equity on the house, which means your house will have a certain paid up value. And when you sell it, you pay off your loan, you still get some money there. And you can use this money as a down payment for your next home as well. Mm. Whereas when you start from scratch, unless you save your down payment, you really have nothing.
Right. And this is even considering that young people can take out significant bank loans to help them with paying for a property. You still advise renting first?
You see, the banks are different from those days. Mm. They are not so lax with their borrowings. The main reason is because Bank Negara is very concerned about people running up, you know, a lot of debts and not able to live on their salary. So what happens is, by rule of thumb from the financial planning angle, we say that your loans and your repayments must not be more than 30% of your total salary. Mm. So if you go by that, if you are someone who has a PTPTN loan to start with, and some of them may borrow money to invest, you're already set back by a certain percentage. So if you were to work in plus a housing loan, you may not have that kind of money. So why not pay off your loans first before you consider? And in the meantime, if you need to stay somewhere, you could always rent somewhere that's not too expensive. And then, you know, you the extras that you have, you save save and invest towards a home. So it's about managing your finances so that you're able to have that money to buy a home without having to go into financial difficulties.
Right. Okay. So advising young people to continue renting, wouldn't that still continue to be a financial drain? I mean, because the property prices appear to be going up, wouldn't you say? So if they save up to buy at a later date, they will still be paying more for their property in that time.
Well, that's where financial planning comes in.
Right.
Because if you aim a certain property, and not to be too ambitious to want to buy a property, say, $500,000 and above. That's the other thing. If you look at historically, probably your parents' time, they first start out with a small property. My first home is only 640 square feet. Yeah, it may be small, but hey, I was happy because it was my home. Somewhere right. To call over, no one can kick me out of the house except the banks if I don't pay my loan. So it started with a small property. And that very property that we sold, we bought at 30,000 at that time, 30,000 to 40,000 all in, plus lawyers' mm-hmm. fees and all that. Then we were very happy when we managed to sell it for 80,000. That very same property today is worth $500,000. So you see, start small, and developers are taking cognizance of that. They are building smaller homes, and those are just enough for you to live. Why not buy those first?
Right, because you don't have a family to consider. It's just us on our own, right?
Yes, and not forgetting, Lynn, your salary do not stay the same all the time. As you progress in your career, your salary will increase. You will get bonus. If you are able to save those, and if you are smart enough to save those, you can buy a house because you will have enough down payment to purchase a property. So it's about delayed gratification, proper budgeting, money management.
Right. So, I mean, at what stage would you recommend young people to start looking into buying a house? I mean, with the understanding that a common starting salary for graduates is $2,500 a month, at what point in their working careers would you tell them to, okay, you need to start thinking about this now?
Immediately when they start working, there's a lot of things they need to think.
Okay.
In those days when I used to hold a license and I used to see young graduates who come out to work, a lot of them, when they come, I say, okay, what are the things that you want in your life? How? What is important? And then after that, we work out how much it's going to cost them, and that will be built into their income and expenses. How much they earn, how much they need to spend. So we balance that up. And sometimes if too many goals and not enough money, then we will say, hey, why don't you whittle down to the important ones first? So normally the important ones that they will probably look at would be buying a house and their retirement. Mm. So these are the very common ones that they will look at. Of course, today things have changed. A lot of them say they want to pay off their PTPTN loan first. Because bearing in mind that credit reports are very easily available, and if you have those loans, it will show up in your credit report. Mm. So that would then affect the amount of loan you can take. And your repayment, which is in your credit report, will also determine whether the bank is going to give you a better rate or not. Because if you are a lousy paymaster, it shows in your credit report, they're going to say, hey, you know, you're high risk, we will charge you a higher interest rate.
Of course. So out of curiosity, do you have an outlook for how the property market is going to act, considering...
Very hard to crystal ball, you know, Lynn.
Yeah.
However, I think during this period, a lot of properties have dropped in value. Mm. If you look at the reports and the newspaper, some areas are as high as dropped by 25%. So if anyone who had saved, say, 5 years before this property dropped, they would actually have a field day looking for property to purchase. But if you never saved and never planned at all, whatever the economic situation, you never have enough money to buy a home. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. Okay, so, I mean, considering rising inflation, are we seeing young people's salaries rising at a sort of a commensurate rate?
No, it doesn't. And this is where financial planners have their work cut out for them,
right?
Because we do realize that salary does not go in hand with inflation. Many years ago, you talk about 30 years ago, entry salary of a graduate is about 1,008. Property, this particular property may cost you about 30,000. Today, this very property may cost you 700 over 1,000, but your salary is probably 2,005 entry level. So as you can see, the percentage of increase is not. But that doesn't mean that you cannot own a property.
Mm.
It just means that you have to manage it better. I have seen youngsters who would be very careful with the money, and within 5 years of working, they are able to put down payment for a small property. Because you know why? Their focus is, I want to buy a property by the time I'm X number of years, in 5 years' time. So they will forego everything just to make sure that they get that property. So it's up to individual.
In a little while, we'll discuss the importance of choosing the right location for your property and whether young people should think about renting in the long term. I'm speaking to Lynette Lee, Chief Executive Officer of the Financial Planners Association of Malaysia, BFM 89.9. We're back on BFM 89.9's The Property Show, where I'm speaking to Lynette Lee, Chief Executive Officer of the Financial Planners Association of Malaysia. One of the primary factors influencing property price is location. Where would you advise a young person to rent or even to buy if they have the funds to do so?
Well, the best is to purchase properties that are near to amenities. Mm. And if you want to save petrol and having to buy a car, those that are near the MRT, the monorail, the LRT, why not? Better still, if it is very near places where you can find a ride-sharing bike, cycle to the MRT,
yes.
Oh, bike, yes, right there, and then park your car. I tell you, taking the MRT is so easy and it's hassle-free. And the money that you save, you could buy yourself a better car rather than to squeeze yourself to buy one miserable car, you know, which may break down because it's second-hand or something. This one, you can save your money, invest it, and buy a much nicer car later on. And I even have people who don't buy property, don't buy cars, and they live in nice places because they say why do I want to buy a property? The management is lousy and then I'm stuck with this property. Whereas if I rent, I'm not happy, I just move to the next property. Newer, nicer, same rate I'm paying. Why not? So this particular person does not believe in buying properties. His money, he keep in his cash, he goes for holidays and he uses it to invest. So there are people like that.
Okay, but would you advise, I mean, renting in the long term?
It's a matter of personal preference. So if you ask me, I would see what my client would want and I will go by what his preference or her preference is.
For example?
Like this particular person that I'm talking about, he does not own a car, he doesn't own a house, but you know he's cash rich. He goes for nice holidays because he believes that I don't want to be tied down by things. I rather keep investments, you know, shares, stocks, unit trusts, you know, liquid investments, which he finds that it's easier for him to move it around rather than to buy properties. He says, one earthquake and then there goes my house. So different people have different ideas. So if you ask me, putting on a financial planner's hat, then one would plan based on what the client wants rather than what people should do.
Right.
So you need to know yourself.
Okay. And what about, so I've had people advise me, for example, to buy a property to rent out to other people as a form of investment. That's a quick, you know, you turn it from a liability into an asset. What's your stance on that?
That would be very good, provided your property is in a good location, can fetch a good rental and attract the right tenants.
Right. So there are a lot of factors to consider.
Yes, yes. And also, if it is a condo, the management is also good. Because without that, all those factors in place, you may find that, you know, you have problem renting out the property or you may not find good tenants. So if you're buying a property, let's say in places like Hatamas or Bangsa, and you can rent it for a decent rental and attract the right type of tenants, yeah, why not? But if you're going to buy a very low-cost one and you know the type of people who are going to use and if chances are they may not pay you, why do you want to tie your money in such kinds of investment?
So I'm assuming you can get a good rental, you found a property that you know you can find tenants for and is basically ideal in that situation, but you yourself are renting an apartment to stay. Would you prioritize buying a property for yourself to live in or buying one to rent out to people?
Well, I would ask that person whether are you happy renting? Is the rent that you pay less than the rent that you receive? If you net it out and you're still making money, why not? And you can move anywhere that you want. If you don't like this property because a very noisy neighbor has just moved in, if it's your own property, you can't move. This one, you can choose, go look for another. And there's so many now. New condos coming up.
Of course, also, if you buy a property and you're renting it out, at some point, you still have the option of moving into it yourself, right?
If you like the property, then you start saving and you can pick it up. And if it's a small property, you don't have space, you can rent a wardrobe. You don't have to even have an extensive wardrobe.
Rent a wardrobe?
Recently, it was on BFM that they were talking to this infinite wardrobe.
I see.
Whereby you pay, I think you pay 168 ringgit a month, and what they do is they give you three pieces of apparel. You just wear, and you don't even have to wash. Don't need a washing machine.
Basically, you can rent everything.
Exactly. So technology is so great.
Okay.
So it changes the way we all live, and there will be some more changes coming.
So, and what do you consider a property accessible for a young person?
Recently, an ex-colleague of mine, he just got married. He is in his, probably he's about 29 now. He bought a property, 250,000. It's a bit further, but he says, you know, at least it's affordable. I'm getting married. My family will have a home. He says, when I earn more money and when I am able to save more money, we can upgrade. By then, when the children come, we will upgrade. So he could see the phases to go through and he planned according to what his pocket can afford.
Excellent. All right. Before we wrap up, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yes. To the listeners out there, don't be influenced by what people tell you to do. You need to sit down and know yourself better. Ask yourself what you want and you start from there. It's better that way because no one knows you better than yourself.
Right. So know your own mind.
Know what you want.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.